And welcome to episode 63 of Day to Day with Sarah and Dave. At least until we figure out another name for it. I'm Sarah, and alongside me is my amazing husband, Dave.
Indeed I am.
I thought for sure you were going to just nod your head and not say anything. I was going to have to prompt you.
Oh.
So, sorry it took 2 weeks to get back to everybody. We really just have had a whole bunch of little things. And by the time the evening's done, I haven't wanted to go ahead and podcast it up. So now here we are catching up. And I'm going to tell you, I feel like maybe my Christmas spirit is here because Isaac's back home. Like at least one of the kids is home. I don't know, but like the amount of food that he eats, like I had grown accustomed to him not eating a lot. Or, I mean, not having to deal with his eating a lot. He eats whatever.
I'm not sure it's him being home or I'm doing a really good job with supporting you for Christmas, whether it's looking at lights, music, eating the cookies that you make.
Yes, we are. Yeah. I did start my cookie making.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
You also bought out all the clearance decorations at Lowe's.
No, I could have done more. I did not. So you know what I find to be funny is yesterday we walk, Isaac walks in from whatever he was doing yesterday. I don't even remember at this point. And we have some Christmas music on YouTube, and it's one that's like a little light show from, I think it was someplace in California. And he's like, oh, I bet mom picked this. And I was like, well, actually, this was a dad pick.
Yeah. Yes, it was. It was a good one.
Yeah, like, without them around, you do other things.
Like, I do.
I mean, they did come walk. Isaac did walk in and ask us if it was the first time that we had done dog TV. And I think he was a little confused as to what was going on at our house since he's been gone.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Yes. Yes, we have. So I did begin the cookie making. How do you feel about this year so far?
Oh, we're getting there. I really like the pretzel with Rolo. That's kind of my favorite, so I'm excited.
They are addicting. They're so fast to make, though, and they would go so fast. That's why I waited a little bit. I'm going to make a little bit of Muddy Buddies, and I'm going to make some regular Chex Mix. I can't wait for that. And some oatmeal scotchies, and then another batch of, I think, a chocolate chip. And
I think some fudge.
Yes, I was going to do some peanut butter fudge for you.
Just peanut butter. Maybe with peanuts.
No, I don't want bits of peanuts in it. I like fudge creamy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can do that. Last year it turned out pretty good.
It did.
So I'll have to see if I can make it even better this year.
Speaking of things turning out well, I basically have ended my making of sushi rolls. It just wasn't, I'm not a big fan. It just didn't go well. We'll just pick up a few of them for our Christmas Eve tradition.
So we bought that sushi making kit. My gosh, it was at least 10 years ago. We lived in Nebraska. We picked up the kit at the commissary. And I made sushi for a while, but it's so much effort with the rice because you got to rinse it, and sushi rice is a little different to cook, and then you got to get everything right, and it's got to be just the right stickiness and all of that. And it's time consuming. And Dave told me he wanted to do it. He's like, I'll do it. It's not that bad. Did it last year and did it like one other time, and then did it two days ago and was like, nope, I'm done. And I'm like, yes, praise Jesus. I knew it. I didn't like it either.
Yeah, I think it officially ended about 15 minutes ago at dinner when I ate like the rest of the leftover sushi rice. It wasn't very good.
I wasn't taking it.
Oh, I know. And I knew what it was.
So, yeah, that was definitely interesting. Well, you know, since we're, you know, you've been thinking a lot about football, let's talk about fantasy football.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's been a rough year. I only made it in the playoffs in all of my leagues, but I only got a first round bye in two of the three. So we'll see.
I didn't make the playoffs in either of mine.
David made the playoffs in all three of his leagues.
Same record on both.
Isaac did in two of the three of his.
Oh, that's funny.
And with Isaac's league, with him and his like college friends and all that, I finished. Actually, that one and the neighborhood one, I finished first overall, like in the regular season.
But oh, that's really good.
Yeah, still got a lot of work to do for the squad.
Yeah. It's been exciting for sure.
Yeah.
I came
persevered through a lot of injuries and stuff this year.
I managed to pick Dallas's defense back up since you dropped them.
Just not good matchups coming up.
Yeah, you know what? They deserve a space on my team. I actually might start them if I didn't start somebody who had already started this week. I don't remember who my other defense was.
I know, sir. And it's Jacksonville, by the way.
Oh.
They play tomorrow night.
Oh, they play tomorrow. Oh, then I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. So,
yeah.
Very exciting. And we got our white elephant gift exchange coming up next week for our community group, and I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, we actually got some amazing gifts ready for it.
Oh, I know, I can't wait.
Actually, yeah, the gifts this year. Whew.
I know.
We got the old tandem bike.
Oh,
We've ridden it a couple of times now.
Twice now. I'm very excited for it.
I don't know how much we're really going to even leave the neighborhood with the thing, because I really like just riding around the neighborhood with you.
Oh, I can't wait to go on some trails.
Oh, yeah.
I really can't. I got to decide how adventurous I want to be with it. Like, I am not like those people we were watching on YouTube where they freaking have couplers on the bike and they pack it in two boxes. That is way too much effort for me. I don't like tandem biking that much. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, I tell you. So, but I am enjoying it. I mean, just being the co-pilot and just kind of riding into the sunset.
Yeah, we're doing a good job.
Yeah. So it should be fun. I guess it'll be interesting to see, you know, what it looks like when it's longer, longer ride.
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't been too much.
No, well, we've both been kind of injured. I don't know what's going on with my wrist, and you have a valid.
Yeah. Powerlifting injury from the meet with Isaac. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just last week at least. So it's only been a week.
Yeah.
So what happened?
It was good for the squat. I ended up doing a lot more than I thought I would, but then for the bench press, I ended up getting a little bit of a bicep injury.
Yeah. It's very bruised.
Oh, yeah.
He's been a little tender, not for everything at least, but he's been trying to take it easy. So we're trying to nurse that injury back to health. We're waiting to see how long it'll take for it to heal up. So
it won't be too long. I mean, I got to do like 10 miles on the treadmill this morning, kind of getting back to the whole long run type stuff.
Yeah, within reason, long run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we got other things we got going on. Not I'm going to find other people to do things with. Yeah,
we do.
And that's not necessarily what I want to do. Man, this, like, the weather around here lately has been unseasonably warm. I don't know whether I want it to be like winter. We're so close to Christmas, and it's not very cold. I don't feel like it's Christmas weather-wise.
Well, I mean, we moved to an area where, you know.
I know.
It's not like hot, but it's not, I mean, a ton of snow.
I do feel like my new Christmas decorations out front make it feel way more festive.
Yeah.
I really like what I did.
I thought they were nice when I came home, where I finished my run, like in the dark.
Yeah.
Was it the day before yesterday, and got to see the front and backyard all lit up.
Yeah, that was. Thanks for taking that picture. I haven't gone out and done it yet. I'll have to go out soon enough.
Yeah.
So I do always
we went,
like
we
to have
saw
that.
Quite a few lights. We went to the Cincinnati Zoo.
Oh, we did do the zoo. Oh yeah, we went to the zoo last weekend with Isaac and Mallory last Friday.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah,
weather was good. It was in the 60s.
It's my second time there.
Yeah, I really like the zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Columbus Zoo is about twice that size. It's really spread out. It's actually the Columbus Zoo is the 8th largest zoo in the world.
No kidding.
Yep. Yep. So I think I'm going to make a stop there sooner or later. But we'll have to see when. I have to maybe find a friend that I can go out with. And then we did the Clifton Mill, which we talked about, which was a lot of fun with my parents. And then when they come back again next week, we're going to do the fairground one and maybe Caesar Ford Park also. The one
maybe.
That's free in the downtown Xenia type thing. So it'll be exciting to see that. And I still have not gotten to watch my fave Christmas movies, National Lampoon's. So that's coming very soon.
Yeah. Well, we watched two Christmas movies yesterday. Isaac joined us for one of the two.
Yeah. Well, Elf is his favorite. That's kind of why I ended up choosing Elf, was because I knew he would sit with us for at least a little while. And I don't know that I have ever paid attention to the whole movie of Elf.
That's
like, I've watched it all, but not paid attention where I really caught the whole thing. So now next will be National Lampoon's. But I'll tell you, I really thought Candy Cane Lane was a good movie. It's a new one on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I didn't pay a ton of attention to that one.
No, why don't you tell people what you're doing?
I was tuning my ukulele. That's kind of the new hobby. One of the new hobbies.
Yeah, one of the many new hobbies. Right now we can't golf.
No.
We'll have to get in there. And I think I'm just going to go in and try their seasonal drinks and catch up with everybody because I haven't seen everybody.
We can make them on our own, maybe.
No, I'm going to go in and have theirs. Like sometimes I just don't want to make something on my own.
Oh.
Just like, you know, like when you're like, well, you can just make this better at home. It's like, sometimes I just don't want to.
Yeah.
So, but, that's very exciting. And we'll have Christmas Eve with my sister. My parents will be out next week. The boys are both done with their semesters and have done a really good job. David is so ready for a break.
Yeah.
He does not like school. Yet he's our one that wants to possibly be a doctor someday.
Can join the club.
Yeah, not with me. No, thank you. My bachelor's was plenty.
Yeah, Isaac has a new job.
Well, I kind of, yes.
I mean, he's done all the paperwork and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think he has to do a second background check, or maybe he already completed that piece. And
I
then
think
he has
so,
to.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I think so. And then he just has to do a. He's got to get his little thing. So it'll be fun to see, but he's going to be a substitute aide at the school.
Yeah.
So he'll help with that. And he's going to do a great job, my future speech therapist.
Yeah.
He's going to do an amazing job, and David's going to be an amazing counselor someday. Both of them need at least master's level to do what they want to do. So that's kind of exciting. But totally lost my train of thought.
Yeah. Well, they're doing a good job with school and all that.
Yeah.
Isaac, all A's.
He did.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I don't think he's checked them yet. Yeah, he also had to have more car repairs again. That was exciting. Adulting, you know, is not always fun.
Yeah, he did a good job.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I'm wrapping up my year with Pamper Chef stuff and with travel agenting, travel advising,
oh,
I should say.
Just killing it.
Working on my goals for next year.
Yeah.
I'm even starting to think about what I want to do for anything personal goal type thing. Who knows what it'll be? I don't know yet.
Neither do I.
I know. I'm just kind of praying about it and seeing what I do and kind of want to see where things go. We got our Saturday Bible study, and I don't know if that will continue every week or not after we finish our study. I think we may just meet a little sporadically and kind of keep an accountability type thing.
Just more of a social club.
No, not necessarily. Okay, it is that, you know what? Just because you don't go out with people on normal, that's not my problem.
Yeah.
It's not everything's a social club, Dave. There's power in having a community that helps to hold you accountable and keep you on track.
Yeah.
Outside of my amazing husband.
Yeah.
Because sometimes our, you know, our family stuff's a different thing. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, but what do we got coming up? Well, we did our TSA pre-check.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah, you've already got yours. I wonder if it's maybe because you have a security clearance already.
I don't know. I know I'm not a terrorist, so that makes it easy.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if that's what it is.
What, you being a terrorist?
No, stop saying that on there. We're going to get flagged.
I don't think we're going to get flagged.
I don't, like, I'm not banking on anything. Like, trust me, we don't need any random stuff flagging us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yours is already officially back. Mine is not.
Yeah, that was nice. I'll have to tell you what it's like to have it.
Well, we have weeks before our cruise, so I have plenty of time to get it to come back. So,
yeah,
that should be fun.
I thought that was just for overseas stuff.
What, the TSA pre-check?
Yeah, I'll never
mind. No, the TSA pre-check's for everything stateside, all stateside airports.
Okay.
Not all, most, a lot. And same with the clear. No, there's the global reentry that it does end up taking a little bit longer. We'll eventually do that when we're actually, you know, leaving the country more than once a year.
Yeah.
So to more than just Canada, because we have that other pass thing that is beneficial with declaring customs stuff. So now that we're learning all that with international travel.
Yeah.
So that's a different thing to navigate. Tell you what.
It is.
Figuring it out. Yeah, it's totally different when you're on your own airplane too, huh?
Yeah.
So, well, dear, I am so excited to continue on our podcasting journey.
Yeah, we had a lot of listens, so that was nice.
Yeah.
I think I liked it better when I came up with a bunch of topics ahead of time, because it seems like that makes it a little bit easier.
No, you were putting it solely on me. I went through like a handful of topics. We talked about them, but the game's on the TV right now. I suggested podcasting because I thought you were leaving it off because you were pouting about your team. But we were getting ready and it was on, and I was like, well, I'm going to go. And you just have divided attention, so our back and forth isn't as good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sidetracks me too.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay. We're still learning. People will either love us or hate us, and that's okay.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you have anything you might like to add, dear?
No, I probably did about 55%.
Okay, just this. Wait until you listen back like 5 times like you usually do.
Oh, that's because I'm getting better. Like, I study this stuff. I take it very seriously.
Oh, that was bad. So, you do take it very seriously.
I do.
And so proud of you.
Yeah.
Just go full force.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, just dive right in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just go. And our dogs are so adorable. They're starting to get used to the boys being gone. And yeah. Then Isaac came back, and they're really enjoying their time with him again.
Yeah, I think Lacey gets really sad when he's not around.
I don't think he cares.
No, he's had some horrendous gas lately. Like, it's like we might get rid of him.
We will not.
Yeah, but it's bad. Yeah. I mean, it's bad.
Hopefully it goes away soon so I don't have to think about taking him to the vet, figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
So, poor guy. Poor guy. So, anyways, well, let's let everyone go, and hopefully we can do another one before Christmas. And if not, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, if we do, we'll have an itinerary kind of thing.
Okay, well, we did. We talked about it beforehand.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll make it happen because we're just awesome like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to the next one with you because this is our life. All right, everyone. Have an amazing week. We'll see you soon. Or I guess talk to you soon. Bye.